Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you an apple and a plum and an apricot or two. Hey.
Welcome to Food for Thought. Join us for a thought-provoking glimpse into the world of the food that we savor. Meet the women and men who are growing it, foraging for it, raising it, cooking it, and who share it with the rest of us. Today's guest is Fred Moore. Fred is one of the owners of Humboldt Craft Spirits. So we're going to talk about spirits today. So you're a banker by day and a distiller by night. How does that work?
I'm actually a banker by day and night and a distiller by night and day.
So
it kind of bleeds over one from the other.
What bank do you work at?
The great folks at Redwood Capital Bank. My partner and I, my master distiller, Mike McCoy, also works as a banker by day at Redwood Capital. And we started that back in late 2003 and early 2004. So we've been at the banking gig at Redwood Capital for approaching 13 years.
But so how did you guys, did you just start this whole conversation about, gee, wouldn't it be nice to distill some vodka?
Well, we've all kind of worked together for the better part of 20 years now. Gosh, that's funny to say. And so we take our lunch breaks. We like to walk the streets of downtown Eureka. So we'll walk down to the co-op and have some soup or a half a sandwich. And then we'll walk Eureka's boardwalk. In late 2011, 2012, we saw what we thought was a trend to artisan or craft distillers. And we saw it kind of percolating on the East Coast. And we kind of made an analogy that it was going to be similar to the craft brewery boom of the late 80s or early 90s. And we said, wouldn't it be neat to put Humboldt County and Eureka on the map for yet another artisan-produced product?
Mm-hmm. And a particular interest in distilled beverages, did you all have that interest together?
Well, I guess you could say that we're kind of whiskey enthusiasts. We liked it, didn't know much about it. So we rolled up our sleeves and kind of dove headlong into the whole craft distillery movement.
And how do you research something like that?
Well, as bankers, it's a very heavily regulated industry. And so there are a lot of parallels when it comes to distilled spirits being heavily regulated. Wine and beer producers are not quite as heavily regulated because the nature of the distilling industry is such that it can be very volatile. You're distilling ethanol, if you will. And if you don't know what you're doing, that can be explosive.
Okay.
So it's very heavily regulated at both the federal and the state levels. But Google and the World Wide Web is your friend.
You can learn how to do anything.
You can learn a lot of things. I don't know about anything, but you can learn a lot.
Now, where is your distillery located?
It's located right in downtown Eureka. It's between 6th and 7th Street on C. And we're not yet open to the public. We don't have all of the requisite ADA accessibility things ironed out, but we hope to be at one point.
Okay. Now, one of the things about distilled beverages is you can't really offer people tastings. How do you get people to try it for the first time if they just see the bottle among many other bottles? How do you get them to choose that one?
Great question. We have a great relationship with a local wholesaler, Delrica. And Delrica is responsible for getting us placement at fine restaurants, at bars, and with merchants/retailers. So we're available throughout the community and many of those establishments. Also, we are members of the California Artisan Distillers Guild. And through their successful lobbying efforts, we now have a new distillery license type that will allow for paid pours or paid tastings. We're, as I said, not set up for that yet, but we hope to be at some point. So as we move forward in this and we get our ADA accessibility dialed in, we'd like to open up our distillery for tours and some tastes. But other than that, you just kind of have to use social media and encourage people to go out to their favorite restaurant or bar and try it.
Now, your flagship distilled beverage is a Blue Lake vodka. People think of vodka, a lot of people, they associate it with potato-based vodka. But
right.
What is your vodka made from?
It's made from barley, and you can essentially make vodka from any fermentable sugar. So I guess you could use rice, grapes, potatoes, as you suggested. We use barley because barley is the backbone for scotch. And as whiskey enthusiasts, we obviously know and like scotch. So we wanted to get comfortable with barley as a foundational grain. So we decided to make something a little different, a barley-based vodka. And we find that the barley imparts kind of a smooth, creamy finish.
I was wondering about that because a lot of times people associate vodkas with not having a flavor or a taste. So this actually being made with barley actually gives it more flavor. Is that true?
It is true to a certain extent or degree. So it is very neutral. It has a very subtle nose, a very subtle finish. And it's something that we feel is good on its own. So it can be drank on the rocks. And it's good in your favorite mixed drink. But this whole craft or artisan distillery movement is kind of blurring the boundaries of real neutral products. And we feel like that space is already pretty well full. We want to be deliciously different, if you will.
Now, Michael McCoy is your master distiller. How do you get to be a master distiller? Is it trial and error?
Well, I can tell you that starting this venture back in 11 or 2012, there's been a lot of trial, there's been a lot of error. But Michael went through some pretty rigorous coursework at a distilling university. Also, he kind of started or got his legs underneath him as a home brewer. And there's many similarities between brewing beer and making distilled beverages. And he's very passionate, and we feel like he's very good at what he does.
Now, I would think that along the way, you want to taste these things and see if, whether the flavor is going the direction that you want it to. How dangerous does that get when you guys start tasting this stuff?
Well, it can be dangerous. Everything is good in moderation. And so you kind of have to keep that in mind, even when you're tasting your spirits. But certainly with vodka, it's a very neutral, highly refined beverage. We rely on a lot of folks who are enthusiasts of the vodka spirit to give us feedback. So we look to bar owners, restaurateurs, what we call enthusiasts, to give us candid, critical feedback along the way. And so our process has evolved from its early iterations to where it is now. And we're actually quite proud of what we make now. And we're getting some good feedback.
Now, how big is a batch at your distillery? When you make a batch of Blue Lake vodka, how big is it?
Well, we start with about 500 pounds of grain. So it's very, very grain intensive. And about 180 to 200 gallons of water. And so we cook that all up. And that grain basically has starch in it. The starches then, through breaking down, create fermentable sugars. We then pitch or add our yeast. The yeast eats the fermentable sugars and creates the alcohol. So we start with about a 250-gallon wash, if you will. And that, as it moves through our 250-gallon still into our 50-gallon finishing still, creates roughly about 18 distributor packs, or somewhere in the neighborhood of 70 to 80 bottles of finished spirit. So you start with 500 pounds of grain, ends up with maybe 70, 80 bottles of spirit.
Where do you source your grain?
Well, we'd love to source locally. One of the biggest parts of our passion in what we do is grained glass. We're a certified craft distiller. So we start with the raw materials and we end up in your glass. And we feel like that's where the true craft movement started and where it's headed. But the grain right now, the predominance of the local grain is going to foods. So foods is kind of the top priority. We're a libation, so we're kind of second tier. So as we continue to evolve, we're looking to partner with local grain makers, particularly barley folks, to augment local grains. But we get it from the Northwest, predominantly from Eugene, Oregon. They ship it down to us by the pallet. I think our minimum order is about 10,000 pounds. So we go through quite a bit of grain.
Okay. Well, people should keep an eye out for this because in addition to your vodka, you have a Redwood Rye and a Little River Gin. This is Jennifer Bell, and I've been talking with Fred Moore from Humboldt Craft Spirits. Thank you so much, Fred.
Certainly. And before I leave, I want to give a shout out to KHSU and Jennifer in this Food for Thought program. It's a unique insight to the wonderful products and people of Humboldt County, and it's what makes Humboldt County a special place to live, work, and play.
Thank you.
Grapes and the cakes, hey, come on to my house, come on.
If you have any questions or comments about this program, please call the listener comment line at 826-6089. You can hear this broadcast again at the KHSU website under archived programs at khsu.org. This program is also available on iTunes. Food for Thought is produced in the KHSU studios located at Humboldt State University. Our engineer is Jessica Eden, and producer is Jennifer Bell. Join us again next Friday on KHSU for another edition of Food for Thought during the KHSU homepage.